You're listening to Purity's podcast. I'm so excited. We are in episode 45. And of course, I have my co-host. Hello, co-host.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ivan.
Yes. So you're excited? We are 45, almost in the middle of somewhere. In the middle of making a lot of episodes. This is... like, I never thought I'll reach this far, so I'm excited. I know people have 500 episodes, but I'm also excited about my accomplishment. Even if it's little, but it's an accomplishment. What do you say?
I'm not excited. This is not my podcast.
Our podcast.
I'm just a temporary co-host.
Well, are you planning to...
yeah.
To leave?
Unless you pay me.
Yes. I'm working on it. It's coming. Payment is coming. Don't worry about it.
I've been hearing that for months now.
I know, but... and thank you guys for those who are listening to me. I've been supporting me since episode one. Thank you very much. And those who have started in
that
the middle...
that one person that's listening, like, thank you.
Thank you, yes. One or two people, thank you very much. And those who started episode 20, because we all know, like... podcasts, there's so many podcasts out there, right?
Yeah, I don't think people want to hear this. They just, let's just...
okay, let's start.
With new episode.
Of course, and you know what Purity's podcast is about. Making you happy, smile throughout your week when you're stressed and tired. So, beautiful people dating site. I didn't know that dating site rejects the most people from the ugliest country. Can you guess which country is that?
Well, I don't need to guess. I'm just reading it now.
United Kingdom. I didn't know that. The founder, Greg Hodge, who has been rejected from his own site, outlined a few reasons why. He was rejected from his own site?
Because he's ugly. I saw his photos. He's an ugly old dude.
But if he gets control of the site, why can't he just approve himself?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works?
No, because is there explanation? Because I read it and you post your
pictures,
you know, biography and pictures.
It's
and
like
then,
a job interview.
Well, no, like people vote, other these users of these sites.
The ones who vote.
They vote and like they...
let me continue reading, then we comment. On the international stage, Brits are famed for their bad teeth, but they might not be the only physical characteristic which has people running for the hills. I didn't know that. Beautifulpeople.com is the dating website which has caused controversy precisely because it's only for, well, beautiful people. In case you're not sure how one gets access to such a tool, then here is how it works. Prospective users register their interest, then sit tight for 48 hours while existing members of the opposite sex vote on their looks. So for the women, the guys vote, and for the guys,
there is like four grades that you can get. It says like beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay, no, absolutely not.
So I guess if you get that absolutely not, then you get kicked out of from that dating site.
Wow, and it is a huge site. It has over 8.5 million people.
Yeah, site has 8.5 million people, and they have rejected, around 1 million people.
Yeah.
So what are they trying to say? Like... That's like one in
I don't know.
10 people, like one in 9 people is one person. It is ugly. it's one in 10. It's pretty. Like, but, I don't get this.
But that's not
in
fair.
Reality. One in I don't know how many. One in 10 people is pretty. And here they are saying that one in 10 is ugly.
Yeah, but this is
nine of 10 people are pretty.
But this is not fair. This website is not fair. Like, everybody deserves love. Like, why do you...
Yeah, but, like, you know that before you join this site. You know other people are going to judge.
Well, go to other...
that's the way you...
I'll ask those people who have been rejected, why you insisted on this website? Go to other websites.
Because the pretty people are here, pretty girls are here. If I'm gonna go on dating site, I'm going here. I'm gonna
try
my luck.
I wonder if Sabian is here. We have beautiful girls here and men. Like, we should be here. So last place comes from United Kingdom, tied with India, of course, Russia and Philippines. And for the most good-looking nation, the
Scandinavian countries.
Scandinavian countries came out on top. Okay. So this Greg Hodge, the managing director of the website, says Sweden and Norway are proving to be the most blessed nation in the world.
Well, yeah, if you like blonde girls, you know, if you're into that.
So also Russians and Polish are considered ugly. Oh my God.
Polish men. Russian and Polish. Well, yeah, they're kind of short and fat.
Well, yeah, so that's it on this story. Cunning husband hatches a plan to stop insufferable mother-in-law's daily visits. The man finally had enough of his in-laws giving him no privacy. Of course, we all need privacy. Mother-in-laws, they are the butt of many a joke and subject of many a mom's net rant. But are they all as bad as all that? What do you think? Do you like in-laws?
I mean, my mother and father-in-law.
Yes. But they are far away.
My mother and father-in-law are in Africa.
Yes.
I don't have problems with my mother and father-in-law. But yeah, here in Serbia, people do have problems with that, like everywhere else in the world. But what's the deal with Kenyans? What's the deal with Africa generally? Like in Kenya, is it like here? Like,
yes,
wife hates her mother-in-law, or like,
well, yeah,
husband hates his father in oh, no, not father-in-law, her husband hates his mother-in-law too.
Yes,
like, there's never problem with father-in-law.
Yes, because father-in-laws, they don't bother you, they don't get in your business. But the mother-in-law, of course, will be like, oh, what are you doing? You cannot, you're wasting water.
So it's the same,
you're cooking badly. That's not how
you're
you
wasting
cook.
Water. That's some, what they can object.
Oh, like, well, yeah, if they cannot find something.
Wasting water?
Mm-hmm. If they cannot find something that they're gonna.
Why did you leave your lion playing outside on my lawn?
Well, yeah, why did you leave the lights on? The electricity bill is gonna be up. Oh my God. They go on and
did
on.
Did you feed your giraffe? Is that what they...
Yes, giraffes.
They are a big problem. You know?
Yes. Yeah, so, but... yeah, everywhere else is the same. But this story we're talking about, like, they were coming every day. I also wouldn't be okay with that. Well, according to him, he took his hostility towards his wife, mom, to a new level of sneaky. It all started with his manageable father-in-law and insufferable mother-in-law said they were planning to visit. But part of the problem is privacy means nothing to them, and my wife refused to set boundaries. Well, of course, she doesn't want to set the boundaries. They will come around every day unannounced to visit my wife, play with our kids. So not only do I never get a break from my mother-in-law's constant nagging, I have no privacy from them. Well, yeah, mothers-in-laws are naggers. However, my mother-in-law is the best. I'm so happy. However, the husband explained that his mother-in-law is arachnophobic. This means that fear of spiders.
No, I don't think you read it well. Arachnophobic?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know how.
If you know how to pronounce this, tweet us. Tweet purity, not me.
Yes. Is someone who's a fears
yeah,
spider.
Spider phobia.
Yeah. So he recalls an incident where she went crazy after a wolf spider was simply in the
corner. Wolf spider? That
in
is...
brackets. I don't know. It's called
it's
a wolf.
It's probably the type of the spider. The breed of the spider.
The breed of the spider called wolf was simply in the corner doing nothing and she panicked. So he hatched a plan and bought a tarantula.
It's tarantula.
Yeah, tarantula. So it's in a big enclosure in the living room. Asked wife beforehand if it's okay, but didn't tell her the motivation. Worked like a charm. The dad still comes, but the mother can't stand to be in the same house. Wow, good for him. It really worked.
So Well, yeah, but I don't think this will work in Africa because there are all sorts of spiders and those creepy insects crawling
Oh
everywhere.
my God.
So
You're right.
what kind of animal, like if you want to do this prank, scare your mother-in-law, what kind of animal
You need to
would you
get
have
a
to buy?
You have to get a lion or a
Hypo.
tiger or a hippo.
Hippo, yeah, not hypo. But lion is expensive, so like some cheaper animal, like hippo
Well,
is
even a
expensive.
dog. People in Africa,
People in Africa are scared of dogs, but there are not many dogs like wandering around like here in Serbia. Like
That is true. You need to find
you buy Chihuahua
yes, Chihuahua.
and dress it like a spider.
Oh yeah, or a spider.
Or a man bear pig.
No. Or a
Are
pig.
there man bear pigs in Africa?
Or a bear. No, or a bear. They are.
Man bear pigs.
They are man bear pigs. So guys, beware of man bear pig. A woman excitedly confirms engagement, but people are horrified to see her ring. She was delighted with her unusual ring and shared a photo online, but others weren't as open to the unique design. Engagement rings are very special to every couple, especially women, a promise of an exciting future and a romantic commitment. And while every ring is different, all that matters is that the person popping the question managed to pick one their partner likes, right? Wow. People were disgusted when they saw the ring one boyfriend used to ask his girlfriend to be his bride because it was made from his own hair. Hair. His own hair. So what do you think about this?
Where is that came from? Where is that hair plucked from?
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm guessing from his head. That's my
How
guess.
do you know that? Like these people are weird. Like I would not be surprised if it was like a pubic hair under his armpit or something disgusting like that.
Well, yeah,
And
it's
now I'm just looking at the photo
not a good
and
photo.
it's really disgusting. It's like really thick hair wrapped around the finger, and
Well,
it's
yeah.
like a chubby sausage finger this girl has, and yeah, it's really hairy.
Yeah, hundreds of strands of hair looped around the finger.
It's
That's
just
what it
like
says.
looped. It's not like they made some design with it. No, it's so disgusting. Like imagine wearing that thing around your finger, and then you wash your hands,
And then
and
she was
it's.
proud and posted it on Facebook. Look, my fiance, he's my not my boyfriend anymore. He's my fiance. He just proposed me with this ring with his own hair. And some people say, no matter how much I loved, I would not. No matter how much I love the dude, I don't think I'll ever in a million years wear his hair on my finger. Well,
What
yeah.
if her fiance is a Potter?
A what?
A Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, Harry Potter is really hairy.
No, this is not the first time we're talking about Harry Potter.
Well, yeah, if his husband was like Harry Potter, okay. So it's not the first time a ring has come under fire on social media. Last week, people mocked on a tiny ring, a woman's tiny ring.
That's the
The
ad. What? I
another
didn't get.
story.
This
It's
is another.
another story that someone posted a ring and people
But
were
it's
not.
really nice ring. Yeah, it's really. I'm
It's
just looking at the photo.
tiny.
It's really not tiny. It's slim.
Yes,
It's
slim,
really
slim.
slim. Like really, really slim. Like 1 millimeter only. Like thick. Only one
Yeah,
millimeter.
and a small diamond wrapped on top of it. It's really beautiful. I don't see why people were upset about this. People are not liking that. Why even bother having a diamond there, someone says. Well, I guess
Because it's less strange than wearing a string of hair.
that is right. Monkey brutally beaten by the rest of troop because he can't get an erection anymore. An endangered monkey was brutally beaten and left for dead by his own troop because he could no longer get an erection and satisfy the females.
But that's sad. Why are you laughing? The poor monkey
No, it's
got
funny.
killed. Why is it killed? They killed a poor monkey because he couldn't get direction anymore.
That's a very stupid reason for killing someone. So what? If you cannot get any direction, so
Yeah,
what?
it's not funny. Feel for stupid monkey.
Of course, I feel bad for him. Oh my
Did you
God.
attend his funeral?
I'm planning to. Cornelius was the leader of 22 other Barbary macaques at Affenwald, Monkey World.
Makakis, I think that's the name of this.
Macaques at Affenwald, Monkey World in Sonderschossen, Germany.
So they're social.
Sonderschossen. Oh, that's how it's said.
I have no idea how it's said.
So the 18-year-old ape has been living
Ape.
up ape ha had been living happily at the large forested terrain of 1.5 hectares
Hectares.
exclusively set aside for them until the shocking case of animal on animal violence. The aging Cornelius, is that his name?
Cornelius, that's the
Yeah.
monkey's name. Sorry,
Nice
ape.
name. The aging Cornelius had thinning skin, a hump hardly and any teeth left, and
A
was in
hump, hardly any teeth left. Yeah, so
and
he was like
yeah.
falling apart, poor monkey. He was
Yes.
18 years old, and these apes, the male ape of this, whatever that's name,
They
Barbary ape lives 25 years, and the female 30.
30.
But because he couldn't get erection anymore,
He
it's
was
like off of your
useless.
head.
Like, done. You're out of here. He was impotent.
Why didn't he retire? Just like he, because he was the, how do you call that? Like the chief, the leader, like the he was the king of his little monkey world. But like he couldn't get erection anymore, and they kill him. But
Yes.
why didn't he say like, okay, I'm just gonna retire now. I'm gonna let some young monkey be the.
The leader.
No.
Why?
He wanted to lead until forever.
He was selfish. That's what selfish people,
That's
I mean,
why.
that's what selfish monkey gets for. So he inability to satisfy nine female apes. So you have to satisfy nine one
Well, yeah, that's how it
one
works.
male. Wow, they do have fun. Okay,
What's
so
the rest? There is 22 of them. 9 of them are females.
why? Well, nine of them are female, so that means
Well,
I don't know how many.
those rest of what is it, 22,
The
right?
apes, yes.
Those rest 13 of those rest monkeys are male,
That's
and he
right.
has all the females.
Well, because he's the leader, maybe he gets
How do you say that in English? The Serbian word is harem. When
harem.
you ha yeah, when like, well, like, he's a king that has.
Authority. That
No.
is selfish.
No, we're gonna make break here and Google the word because I don't know the English word. So we're back. So harem in English is harem. It's
Yes.
the same. It's even spelled the same.
Yeah.
And yeah. And for the people who don't know what harem is, the definition is.
A harem is a separate part of Muslim household reserved for wives, concubines, and female servants.
Yeah, so this guy, he a guy, monkey.
The monkey.
Monkey. The silly monkey had his own harem. Me
Oh, cool.
of how many? 9 little monkey girls.
Yes.
Monkey girls.
So, like, no one has respected for him since he became impotent. Poor Cornelius. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for little monkey.
So, even when the monkeys are being fed, he's frequently kicked aside by other apes. So, who feeds them? They're female. Or have.
No, the people in the zoo, females. What the? What?
But why do they kick him?
Oh my god, this is
Oh
stupid. Yeah, females feed them.
my God. Well, the
What do
violence.
you want to eat, my darling monkey?
Well, yeah, they're saying he also did that. Okay, fine. We got I
He did
didn't.
what?
So when he had his prey time, the violence could be a payback time from some other of the apes that Cornelius mauled during his prime, meaning he also bullied them at a time. I don't know. So that's why they're paying him back. Like, we are gonna beat you
Well,
up.
yeah, like in animal world, for him to become to become this boss, the owner of his harem, or he had to fight some other monkeys for that position, like in the animal world. So he was bullying other monkeys when he was young and strong little monkey.
Well, okay. Well, That's
What do you want
all.
to say? He got what he deserved.
Kinda. He got what he deserved. It's like a payback.
He was a good little monkey.
Well, yeah, I do feel bad for the little monkey.
We're gonna visit his grave.
Yes, we are gonna visit you, Cornelius. Don't worry.
But
do not worry.
The story is not. It's this is not the end of the story. It's saying I read that this other little monkey called I cannot find his name. He's 6 years old.
And 6 years ago. Not old.
Oh, so I didn't read. Mm-hmm. But I thought that I found like there's new monkey who replaced this Cornelius, or I didn't read that.
No.
Oh.
No.
So they're not saying who replaced Cornelius.
No, they're not saying.
But there are 13 other, well now 12 when he died, 12 other little monkeys who can step up and become. Well, they will have to fight. They will have to organize like a fight club. So who wins?
Whoever wins become like a king, you know, the ruler.
The prime minister of
not
monkey
bad.
World.
It's fair, not bad. That is all on today's Purities podcast. Hope you enjoyed and thank you for tuning in. You have anything to add before I close up?
Just follow. Listen to our
podcast,
Fantasy NBA Goat podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's not a podcast about goats. It's about fantasy basketball.
Yes, if you love basketball,
and
this
goats,
is the place to be.
And you're from Africa, you probably love goats. So we might even talk about goats on one episode.
Yes.
How to prepare delicious goat.
Well, yes, you can find us on Anchor at anchor.fm/fantasy.
No, I'm joking. We don't support killing goats. We're
yes.
a goat-friendly podcast.
We're goat-friendly people. Yes. So you can find our podcast on anchor.fm/fantasyandbeagoat. And guys, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Puritislavul, PuritySlavulj. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My handle is Puritislavul. Listen to my podcast on Anchor, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. No, I'm not on SoundCloud anymore.
You
so.
Are, but now
yes.
you, that account is now for your... Well, yeah, tell people, go and listen
go
to...
Go to my listen to my music. I make good music on SoundCloud.
Actually, don't make music, it's karaoke.
Karaoke music. Well, yeah, it's good music. Go there and listen. And my username is Purity Slavul. You'll find me there. And... Also, you whoever you're listening to a podcast, just search for Pretty Slavu. You will find my podcast over there. And we are done here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Bye, guys.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.